Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn how to arrange a subweight roller for deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, the old-school DNB approach that keeps the low end felt, not muddy. We'll build a pure mono sine sub, add a mid-harmonics layer, program a rolling sub pattern, and arrange it through a 32-bar section with automation, sidechain ducking, and atmospheric sends. We only use stock Live devices, operator, wave-eatable, EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, utility, reverb, compressor, arpeggiator, and the MIDI effects. Lesson overview and starting project. Set your live set to 174-176 BPM. Create three tracks, a MIDI track called bass sub with operator, a MIDI track called bass mid with wave eatable or a second operator, and a group track called bass group. Route both bass tracks into that bass group. Designing the pure sub on bass sub load operator. Set oscillator to a pure sine and tune the octave so the root sits roughly between 40 and 60 HE. Usually octave minus 2 or minus 1 depending on key. Disable oscillators B, C, and D or set their levels to 0. Keep the amp envelope with a fast attack, shortish decay, sustain your full for a consistent sub, and a short release of about 10 to 40 milliseconds to avoid clicks. Set voice mode to mono so retriggers behave consistently. After operator, insert these devices in order. EQ8, remove everything above the sub band. Use a gentle low pass around 120 Hz that keeps upper harmonics out of the subtrack. Saturator. Apply very subtle drive, around 0.5 to 2 dB, using soft sine or analog clip to introduce tiny harmonics only when needed. Utility. Set width to 0% so the sub is strictly mono. Glue compressor or multiband dynamics on the low band. Use light settings to control boomy peaks. Optionally, add a spectrum analyzer to confirm energy stays under tilde 120 Hz. Designing the mid harmonics layer on bass mid with wave eatable, pick a single, warm wave eatable voice. Keep to tune minimal, add a low pass filter cutting somewhere between 400 and 800 Hz to leave the mid and upper harmonics. Add subtle unison with very small to tune. Then a little saturator and EQ8 to notch any mud. Route a send from bass mid to a return called deep verb. Create the deep verb return like this. Large size, low damping, and then high cut or high pass the return so reverb energy is rolled off, below about 600-800 Hz. Do not send the pure sub to this reverb. If you must, high pass the send heavily so no sub energy goes into the reverb. Building the roller MIDI pattern for bass sub, create a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip. The roller idea is to combine long sustained root notes with small retriggered 16th or 32nd notes that groove with jungle swing. Two approaches, manual, write a sustained root and add short extra notes on 1/16 and 1/32 offsets. Vary velocities to accent off beats and create that rolling movement. MIDI effects, place an arpeggiator after your instrument, set mode to up, rate to 1/16 or 1/32. Steps to 1 and style to repeat so a single held note becomes a rapid retrigger. Put a velocity defect before the instrument to create accents using random or a fixed range. You can combine both. Write the root on beat 1. Enable the arp and automate its on slash off for sections where the roller is active. Apply swing in the clip or via the groove pool at a slight swing amount, typically 12 to 22%, to give a humanized jungle lilt. Apply the groove to bass sub or both bass tracks as needed. Pitch movement and old-school flavor. Add occasional octave drops for character. For example, program a short two-note run, where the note falls an octave over a quarter bar, or use a short lower sine note with higher velocity and short K to emulate a drop. For the mid layer, set wave eatable to mono with portamento of around 40 to 70 ms and create legato overlaps for short slides. Ducking and sidechain, group your bass tracks into bass group. Place a sidechain capable compressor on the group after any bus processing. Feed it with your kick or a kick bus. Use fast attack of 1 to 5 ms, medium release of 60 to 120 ms, and a ratio around 3:1. Adjust to taste. This lets the kick punch through while the sub breathes with the beat. Arranging the roller across 32 bars, structure a 32 bar section like this. Bars 1-8, minimal sub. Bass sub plays sustained root with light or disabled arp. Bring in bass mid with low reverb send to set atmosphere. Bars 9-16, full roller. Enable arpeggiator or the dense programmed pattern. Subtly automate EQ cutoff a few Hz or add a small saturator boost for presence. Bars 17-20, pull back. Reduce roller density by switching arp rate or disabling it for short rests to emphasize fills. Bars 21-32, roller returns with variations. Change velocity patterns, add octave drops at bar 24 and 28, and automate the reverb sent to swell at bar 31. Use clip and device automation to create movement. Automate bass mid-send to deep verb for rising atmospheric tails. Automate small EQ 8 cutoff sweeps on bass sub. Keep movements subtle and avoid cutting into the fundamental. Automate arpeggiator rate on slash off or gate to vary roller textures between 1/16 and 1/32 or triplet feels. Final polish and mix checks use spectrum and AQ8 to confirm there are no unwanted peaks below about 40 Hz and that most sub energy sits mono between roughly 40 and 80 Hz depending on the key. Check the track in mono, on headphones, and on a small speaker. If your monitors don't reproduce sub well, rely on the mid-harmonics layer to translate the bass. Bounce an 8-bar preview and listen on multiple systems, reducing saturation if things get boomy or increasing sidechain if the kick clashes. Common mistakes to avoid: don't send the pure sub to reverb. That muddies everything. High pass returns and only send the mid layer. Avoid heavy saturation on the sub. It moves energy out of the sub band and causes clashes. Never make the sub stereo. Keep width equals 0% on the sub channel. Don't sweep EQ cutoffs into the fundamental frequency too aggressively. You'll lose perceived weight. Avoid perfectly rigid quantized rollers. Apply groove or micro timing to keep a jungle feel. Don't forget sidechain. Without ducking, the kick and sub will fight. Pro tips and workflow shortcuts: keep the sub in a dedicated chain and route the mid layer through the same group, so you can bus compress the whole bass without harming the pure sign. Save a ghost muted MIDI clip with dense 30-second patterns to paste into fills when you need variation fast. Use clip envelopes to change arp rate or wavetable cutoff per clip, so each section has character without extra automation lanes. If you need tighter low-end control, use multi-band dynamics on the group and compress the low band gently. A slash B with classic jungle references to study how subs duck under breaks and how mid-harmonics carry presence on small systems. Always high-pass reverb and delay returns at about 600 to 800 Hz to prevent low-end wash. Mini practice exercise: create a 16-bar loop demonstrating the roller with two variations. Bars 1-4, sustain sub root, bass mid with a low reverb send. Bars 5-8, enable the roller with an arp at 1/16 and an accented velocity pattern, as subtle octave drop on bar 8. Bars 9-12, reduce roller density, switch to 1/32 triplets and automate the reverb send up. Bars 13-16, full roller return with sidechain compressor tuned for a stronger kick presence. Export a stereo WAV of this 16-bar loop, listen on monitors and headphones, and tweak so the sub is felt on headphones without drowning the kick. Recap: you've built a pure mono sub in operator and a harmonics layer in wavetable or operator. You programmed a rolling pattern using MIDI programming or the arpeggiator with swing and velocity variation. You grouped the bass with subtle saturation, low-pass EQ control and sidechain ducking for clarity. You arranged the roller across 32 bars with automation of rate, cutoff, sends and occasional octave drops to create deep jungle atmosphere and old-school character. Final checklist before you finish mono: check the low end and phase. High-pass returns and reverb at tilde 600-800 Hz. Confirm sub track width equals 0% and no stereo widening on it. Light bus compression or multiband compression on lows if needed. Bounce reference loops and test on headphones and a small speaker. If the sub masks percussion, tweak sidechain or nudge sub hits by 10-30 ms for separation. That's it. Follow the practice exercise and the pro tips, and you'll have a rolling sub that sits full and deep in a jungle mix without getting boomy or muddy. Good luck and enjoy building that old school vibe.